Welcome to Zuma Worldwide's Health Education Conference Call. This recording is for educational purposes only. The name brand products referenced are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or mitigate any disease or illness. Health testimonies represent the personal experiences of the individuals and should not be viewed as medical advice. Please enjoy today's call.
And again, folks, this is Ken Marsh, Zuma's Health Education Call, and certainly glad that you're here and joining us for this live call. Remember, this call we do twice a month, and it's really just with one main mission in mind. That's to give you information, education, and possibly occasionally some inspiration to enjoy more abundant health in your life. And as I always encourage you to do as you're listening in tonight, remember, this is information that we not only want you to have for yourself, but we always hope that somebody will find this information valuable enough to share with somebody else. Remember, that's part of what we do at Zuma, part of that mission that we have of changing the health of a generation. The only way that is possible is when folks like you listening in tonight are willing to go out and share some of this good information with others, because obviously if we can help somebody improve their health and well-being, we're pretty happy about that. That definitely helps us fill our mission. And for those of you who are listening in who also may be in our referral program where you're referring others to Zuma, we certainly appreciate your efforts as well. Well, tonight I get to spend some time with a lady who has become a personal friend over the years to me. She is also a great friend to us at Zuma, a member of our scientific advisory board, somebody who oftentimes when I'm looking for a little extra health advice from my personal health, she's one of the people I definitely would turn to because I trust her. I know her knowledge is good and her wisdom is extensive. Of course, talking about Dr. Henrietta Alban, naturopathic doctor, and like I said, great friend to us here at Zuma. So, Dr. Alban, are you on the line with us?
I am. I was one of the people who were hanging out without saying who I was.
Well, that's okay, because I knew you were here. I could see you on my screen, so I knew you were here.
Okay.
That's fine that you didn't
All
say
right,
hi.
Good. Yeah,
we've got a good turnout tonight, even though we didn't hear many people. We do have a good turnout, according to what I'm seeing on my screen, so that's awesome. And Dr. Henrietta, I'm always glad to spend some time with you, and tonight the folks listening in get a little bit of a bonus because you're going to be talking about a very valuable topic that is definitely applicable to our modern-day lifestyle. And folks, for those of you listening in addition to this conference call you're hearing, Dr. Henrietta Alban has put together an incredible and very extensive Health Beat newsletter for us that also is going to go into the topic that you're hearing about tonight. So not only can you hear it here tonight, you'll be able to read it in a little bit different fashion in our upcoming newsletter, which will be released next week. So, Dr. Alban, I won't steal any more of your time. I'm going to let you start us off tonight with our topic.
Thank you, Ken. Remember our last call we had together a few weeks back? We ended up by talking about environmental pollution and hormonal health and how this applies to men and women. And out of that came a whole conversation and discussion as to what is actually going on and how we might help it and how we might advise people to use Zuma products to safeguard and heal and detox and all of that. And that is how that article topic came along. And the article will be called Women's Health is Human Health. The reason that is really important as an entrance to the talk itself for everyone is that it's primarily women who research initially new methods, new healing ways, different diets, introduce it to the families. And it may hopefully not continue this much longer, but over my last, almost 25 years of being in professional practice, it's always been the women who pioneered all of these discoveries for themselves, for each other, for their loved ones, for the men in their lives, and certainly for their children. And this has become so very important because traditionally, the government's Institute for Research in Women's Health only found a few years ago that women's heart attacks are very, very different from men's. And it had been assumed that women are like men. And so many of us found ourselves on the lee side of truth, being told that, no, you don't have a heart attack. No, you don't have a stroke. No, you don't have this and that, completely disregarding the fact that women's experience is very unique. And these days, we're getting much closer for all of us to have a similar experience. And what I want to say at the start as well is that some people's immune system are much, much stronger than others. And it is funny that similar to when you do research in aging and in longevity in different cultures, these people may drink and smoke on a regular basis, but they are happy and they have community and they're discussing with each other what life is and they know where they stand and they work outside and they work physically. So in spite of smoking and drinking, all of that is balanced with a lifestyle that is really strong. In the same way, somebody with a really strong immune system can withstand these onslaughts of different pollutions, GMOs, hormone endocrine disruptors, and I'll get into the detail of that, heavy metals, and all of that much better than others. There are some interesting correlations that I'm also getting into in the health beat, and I will touch on it as well tonight. But as always on this call, primarily, there is a reinforcing idea and that we truly have products that, when combined in certain ways and utilized, are incredibly powerful to avert disaster and to help people heal and to help people have more stability and to help people figure out what their body is saying and how this feels. You know, first we notice we have a pain here or a discomfort there. And you know how it goes. At first, you don't pay much attention to it. And after the third or fourth time, you kind of notice it. And then if you're lucky and you're aware of what you're doing, you will have put together that it's in the case of something that you eat, you feel a certain way, that you learn to avoid that food. And if you're smart, you're going further into the discoveries of what this food is made of and what its usual function is in your body. And so then in future, ideally, the outcome of such exploration and mutual communication between your awareness and your body, usually the gut, will lead you to a place of, I don't want that anymore because it causes X. So having said that, I know, Ken, you and I both have gone through places where I think we've had conversations where you go back home to Chicago and there are these unfathomable pizzas you talk about and how many enzyme capsules you need after that, how much assimilator is part of our travel kit, right? So in that way, it's a direct experience of something that hasn't worked for us. And we can go into why it doesn't work and why it's never worked for our colons to have this cheesy thick thing. And I'm Swiss. We have any number of hot cheese dishes. They sit like a stone in my gut. I never eat them. Can't eat them. Makes me ill for 3 days. In this particular call, though, we're actually talking about fallout from industry. We're talking about agricultural, petrochemically based pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, and ahead of all of them, the biotech company's glyphosate, called also Roundup, and other antibiotics, which Roundup is an antibiotic, kills everything inside, which have over time eroded the soil so much because if they're disking the soil and there is glyphosate on there from before, the soil is water soluble. So the glyphosate kills all the beneficial organisms in the soil. And if they're turning the soil again, it never has a chance to actually restore its organism. And so what happens is, and we've seen this over the last several years with severe floods in the Midwest, it takes all the soil right down, and it sounds crazy, into the Mississippi River, down into the Delta in Louisiana. And as such, we are so connected, all of us in America, based on the rainfall, based on the soil poverty, based on gravity, where it just takes it down to the ocean, that we cannot ignore its effect, not just on the soil, but also on our food. They're using glyphosate or Roundup to spray the wheat because it dries faster so they can process it faster. If you're thinking you're eating any kind of bread that is not from organic flour that has been sprayed with glyphosate and you stay immune to it and your body doesn't notice it, think again. You're eating glyphosate. It's water soluble. It's an antibiotic. In the same way as in our waterways, we now have, after decades of medications being flushed down the toilet, either through urine or feces or because somebody tosses them or however they get into the water system, and that cities on a regular basis, are checking for the medications that are in the city water, in the municipal water. And you can filter that till the cows come home, and you can put in chlorine until you're blue in the face. It's not going to take that part out, because the substances that are also water soluble are staying in the water. And so whether you wash or shower or have any of that, if all you have is a Brita filter, it's not doing diddly squat. You need a more serious water filtration system, however that is. Or you do like I do, I go to a certain spring and I get water from nature as much as I'm able. It is more time consuming, but the quality of the water I use surpasses anything that I could possibly have of the municipal water. I live in a city and we have both chlorine and fluoride in the water, plus any other number of chemicals. They are reduced to a certain amount of all of these, according to the EPA. But the EPA has not been kind to us, and while fluoride addition is there predominantly as an excuse for healthy teeth, I must say that fluoride is an incredible nerve toxin. It's a neurotoxic substance, and that causes unbelievable damage. Aside from creating fluorosis in the teeth, when you have this gray shading or you have the translucency, mostly in your front teeth, from drinking fluoride, it also attacks your bones. And so it causes osteoporosis. In the case of young boys, inner city boys, they get bone cancer predominantly. This seems to go straight to the boys. Skeletal system doesn't affect girls the same way. What all the children have, and the people, including the people who use formula to feed their babies and use city water to do it, is a strong dose of fluoride, which is actually not the fluorine that we know from nature that is sometimes present in some areas, or not in the case of some rural areas that need more iodine in the system. They don't have that. So in that case, you can supplement with it, but fluoride does not need to be supplemented anywhere. So what we're actually getting here is an industrial toxin that comes from phosphorus fertilizer production and from aluminum production. The Alcoa, which used to be the one number one polluter in America for aluminum production, conveniently farmed all this out to China. And there is a deal. So the fallout from both of these industries is hexafluorosilic acid. They call this conveniently fluoride. It is not. It is seriously toxic. If a few drops of this hit your concrete, you should see. Go on YouTube and take a look what the fluoride, the hexafluorosilic acid does to concrete. It eats it. Literally, it eats through stone. Just imagine what even a small amount will do to the soft tissue in your body. And we feed that to babies. We feed it to children. Not everybody can afford, bottled water. And it is a serious, serious issue, especially since many of the bottled waters still contain fluoride as well. The Lancet, which is this prestigious medical journal from England, has termed fluoride the seventh highest, most dangerous neurotoxin, one of seven that should be avoided at all cost. Yet we are still using it because we need to get rid of the waste from industry, and China is bringing it to us. There is zero truth to the fact that this is good for our teeth. It is not. When you go to the dentist, when you brush your teeth, please use and ask for fluoride-free products. When fluoride hits enamel, it actually does not strengthen it. It damages it. What appears to be on the surface is that the fluoride temporarily lays on the teeth. But when you give it on a regular basis, what happens is it eats at the dentine. That is the topmost layer of your teeth. That has consciousness. Dentine is very essential for our digestion, for how we digest, how we absorb things, and it is also sensitive to heat and cold. So be really careful that you stop using fluoride if ever you have. I can't remember the last time I used a fluoride toothpaste. It must be 20 plus years ago, or maybe more.
You and I are in the same boat, Henriette. I remember years ago discovering the information that you're sharing now, and we stop using the fluoride toothpaste and we buy a toothpaste without fluoride in it. And it's interesting because years ago, my dentist looked at me like I was strange when mm-hmm. I said, please don't give me any fluoride treatments when you're cleaning my teeth. Mm-hmm. And I indicated that I was not using fluoride toothpaste. Anyway, long story short, that was many, many years ago. And mm-hmm. not only have I not suffered any cavities in that time, I get a clean bill of health checkup-wise every time. And I remember having this one experience, and I'm sorry to sidetrack. I'll get you back to your topic.
No,
but I remember
right.
having this one conversation with the dentist, who is a very good dentist, by the way, and she's wonderful as far as, you know, taking care of my teeth. But traditionally trained in traditional medical and dental school. And I said, if fluoride is so safe, I said, how come when I look on the back of a tube of toothpaste that mm-hmm. contains fluoride, mm-hmm. it says clearly on there, if you swallow more than a pea-sized amount, call Poison Control Center immediately. She had no answer
exactly.
for me on that one. But a little more evidence to back what you're talking about in terms of fluoride.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that, because if you look, and this is really slick, and industry has been doing this to us for years and years, decades, many decades. And there is more coming from this talk, and please read the Health Beat when it comes out soon. There's more details in there. The reason I'm going into fluoride, and why I was talking about glyphosate, and while I was talking about petrochemical fungicides and herbicides and measures that are supposed to kill the bugs and never do. And if they do, they kill everything else too. And so we have diminished food substance and zero nutrients that we can actually use. The cumulative effect of all of this is intense on our body, to the point where five generations down. So for example, let's just say you're a young mother and you're giving birth to a child. If the substances, and you grew up, and let's say with glyphosate and GMOs and the fallout from agriculture and all the places, and don't think just because you live in a pristine-looking area, it doesn't affect you. The wind brings the clouds over. And if you ever go on the Weather Channel or you look how the smoke, I'm in Pennsylvania, you guys are all over the place, but in Pennsylvania, 2 weeks or 10 days ago or a week ago, we actually had the clouds from the smoke. We had not smell of smoke, but we had the clouds from the smoke obscured the sun, gave it this shady halo in the middle of the day. You could look into the sun and not have to blink. And the wind brings everything around, all around the world, okay? And so don't think that you're, just because you're living in a beautifully wooded area that is pristine, you're still getting fallout. Okay, so the cumulative effect of all of these things, plus pesticides in the food, plus preservatives, plus processed food, plus if you're a charcoal fan and you use barbecue lighter, use fluid lighter to start your meat grilling, you're lost. And then you char the meat, and so it's not a good scene. It really isn't. Now, on top of all of this, for years we have had chemtrails, which are supposedly, and don't believe it for a second, it's not true, they are supposedly meant to throw metal particulate into the air. They're not contrails. So just to explain the difference, a contrail is the exhaust fumes that shows up from when an airplane hits the cold air, and the heat from its tail shows up temporarily. Chemtrails are chemical trails that are made of particulates of barium, aluminum, some lead, and cadmium, I think. There's several of these metals are being collected and ostensibly put into the atmosphere, according to the official story, to reflect the sun back into the atmosphere, because after all, we're dealing with global warming. All right, now, you remember when the film came out with Al Gore? Everybody went on the bandwagon, me too, initially, until I looked at the science of it and I said, that sounds not right, and so forget it. You know, it was a big cheat. It's wrong. It's very wrong. It's super wrong. And what we have now, heavy metal poisoning of the children, of the blood, vaccinations with heavy metals in it, mercury, even though they're not in the initial vaccines that the children are getting. They are in every flu shot, and they're now suggesting we should get vaccines with all that stuff in it to children not born yet. So in other words, to pregnant moms. So put all of this together, then add the fallout from industry causing hormonal issues. You get the picture. We are overloaded, we are underdefended, and nobody's looking out for us. Our nervous system, especially when children are young, is reacting immensely from it. And I have a personal story with my son who I know. After, and he got only a few vaccines because I didn't run him to the doctor every 5 seconds. He had asthma, he had learning disabilities, and looking at the science, since that has become public because some courageous people have come forward and others have actually, especially now through this whole time with COVID and we need a vaccine, much, much more science has been shown. Please get a printout of the ingredients and take a look and ask your doctor, why on earth is this in my child's vaccine? So back to the five generations. Young women today will give birth to children. The load of their pollution in their bodies will come through the placenta to the children, and some of it will jump generations, but it will be affecting five generations down the line. So enough of the serious, horrible, awful stuff. I hope you haven't hung up yet. I hope you're still present. Ken, are they still here? Are they still hanging in here?
Yes, yeah, we're still good.
Oh, good. Okay.
Nobody likes to hear these things. It's always uncomfortable. But obviously, if we're going to hear these things and we're aware of them, the next part of the call, which I know you're getting to, is there's hope.
Exactly. And so we are incredibly resilient. And as I said, and that is the reason why not more children are autistic, not more children have other nerve issues, not more children have died, because some of them do and others don't. This is the nature of the beast in human life. Some of us are stronger in certain areas for others, but we all are affected by it. So Zuma products to the rescue, yes. However, principally, I want to start with something else. I think we are all aware on this call that eating organic or cleanly grown, unsprayed food that is locally grown and in season as much as possible and as healthy and direct food as possible. So direct food is what I refer to as non-processed, non-messed with, without preservatives, fillers, without any of the coloring, the artificial add-ons that are making industry so incredibly rich, including flavors, including coloring. So all of that. But by the way, if you know of people who have asthma, they definitely should never have yellow DNC and red number 5, I think, because people are highly reactive to that. So if you're someone or you know someone who is afflicted by this and you know and that they're having processed food and eating sugary food and aspartame and all of that other sugar substitutes, please tell them to stop, even just for 2 weeks, and see if it makes a difference. Your body and their body mostly will thank them greatly. Cleansing, detoxing is not that hard. Glyphosate is a tough one because it attacks our microbiome. As an antibiotic, it kills our friendly bacteria. And if you're someone who only eats plastic-packed foods and bagels and butter and bread products and the sliced foods, the Arnold's and all the others, they're all contaminated with that and any other things. The same is true for crackers. Anything that is grain and is commercially grown, for those pieces, it's particularly important that you go to organically grown and no additives and no GMOs. Cleansing is important. And with the Zuma products, obviously with everything we do, we start hydrating because we need to flush out the toxins and the waste. We stop adding to it means that we start eating, like I just outlined, clean, direct food diet, get away from the process, especially if you already have some kind of chronic issues. And I always find this interesting. You know, as I'm saying this, I'm thinking of people telling me that they're basically healthy, but they have occasional heartburn. They're occasionally constipated. They burp like all get out after a meal. And they have bloating from time to time. But really, they're in good shape. Not so fast. You're not. Because everything starts in the gut and everything is in the colon. So when we're looking at this, we know already these people are, they need to hydrate. So definitely X2O. The Health Beat does, I wrote specifically how to use it, so I'm quite sure that you can make that work for yourself. Then the Berry Balance. Anytime you cleanse, you need a way to get things neutralized, and that's an antioxidant that's really fantastic. It's really excellent. You can also open the capsules and put it in a smoothie. What you need right after that are charcoal capsules. Take 4 of those at night. It's all in the Health Beat. You'll see this. And if you feel you have any kind of constipation, even if you're mostly feeling like you have loose stools of diarrhea, kid you not, it's a form of constipation, but it means that somewhere in your colon there's a passage too clogged to let regular stool through. So use fiber and use the charcoal capsules at night to take waste out of your system. Either you do that or you use liquid clay. However you do it, you need something that takes the stuff out. And charcoal capsules are fantastic. Nature's Body Cleanse, if you even have a smidgen of constipation or diarrhea, like I just said, take it not on a regular basis, but take it until you're sure that you have at least 2 movements a day. And if you have 2 or 3 or 4 movements of diarrhea a day, this is where fiber comes in. Okay, you have to retrain the peristalsis, which is the automatic movement of the muscles of your large intestine to pull out fecal matter. It needs fiber to do that. It needs hydration to be able to transport the waste. Omega 375, most definitely for inflammation, because in a body that describes what I just deals with what I just described, any kind of digestive issues or any kind of heart irregularities or clogged arteries or things like that, you do need to detox. You really need to do a lot of anti-inflammatory things. So omega 375 and cardiothyme. Assimilator, 2 with every meal for sure, unless you strictly have berries or fruit, which by the way should be eaten separately, not after a meal, always by themselves, because fruits are cleansers. And berries are very high in the ARAC value, which means they have high antioxidant power. Assimilator, I just said, and you can also take assimilator between meals to help clean things out. There is also such a thing, if you were a meat eater and you're finding you're coming away from having eaten steaks 3 times a week that overlap your plate, you only really need 6 ounces max of meat. Many places recommend 4. Start slowly reducing whatever it is that you're doing and adding new things so that your system can get used to it, but definitely start this protocol. Chlorella is just like garlic, a blood cleanser, and it's also a detoxifier. Now, chlorella, pyrenoidosa, these are tablets, they're tiny tablets, and you start by taking 5-3 times a day. They help oxygenate your blood. They're a very high quality vegetable protein. So to the tune of like, I think 65% of chlorella is protein. And they have something that's super important in this conversation for detoxing and cleansing, and that is chlorella growth factor. Chlorella growth factor is a specific substance that encourages cellular renewal and cellular overhaul. So looking at this, it cleanses the blood, it gives you energy, and it has, on top of all that, is very high in magnesium. So between the chlorella and cardiozyme and the X2O, you're in good shape as far as mineralization is concerned. Revitalmind, personally, I think that when I see people who are dealing with a lot of toxins, I know that there is definitely an issue of brain fog. You know, whether you have parasites, whether you have yeast infections, candida, or anything else, brain fog is a big issue. Many women going through menopause after having had a life with stress and all that are also in need. They also have brain fog, and they're very often in need of a cleanse as well. This is a unique combination. If you're looking at symptoms, for example, for women going through menopause, yes, we have Life's Harmony that will help definitely with a lack of progesterone, and men can use that. In passing, I'm saying this because men can use that to keep their PSA under control and to make sure that they're not getting estrogen dominance, which is also in the air those foreign estrogens that come from petrochemical industrial fallout, to the tune that I said this many times when we actually talked about Life's Harmony. And if this affects you, please go back in the back office and take a look for Life's Harmony explanations and hormone balance. I've done several calls on that, which are very helpful if you're dealing with this, having to do with the overpowering effect of petrochemicals causing foreign estrogens that act like female estrogens in both men and women. So for men, there is less viability in the sperm. They're not as fertile. And women have a heck of a time for conceiving. So while this is only one reason why infertility exists, is also one of the reasons why male inability to perform. Goodness, that just left my head. What is this, Ken? When somebody is, it's not necessarily impotent, but you can erectile dysfunction. Okay, got it. Those things are all connected. Yeah, it's not, I don't have one, so I don't think it's, sorry. But the progesterone definitely helps balancing that. But before you even go there, try to start cleansing your body, because chances are that as you're cleansing and you're going through all of this, that you have a great success with getting some of the toxins out and helping also the liver let go of some of the toxins, of the hormonal toxins that get stored there. So be really aware of how you're dealing with yourself, what you can do to help make adjustments, you know, clear imbalances. My business is called Living in Balance, and I speak a lot about balance. It isn't meant for you to be perfect. That's really not the point. We're not perfect. We're not meant to be perfect. Besides, it's boring. You know, you deny yourself too much. Trust me, I've tried it for years. I now eat what my body says I want to eat, and I'm not worried about it anymore. And the things that I no longer eat, such as chocolate, which is good for some people, but not good for those of us who are caffeine sensitive, or sugar, or puddings, or gluten, or dairy, or any of that, you just don't want it anymore. Your body has gotten to a place of such health and such balance that you don't want that anymore. You could still go out and have a steak now and again. I eat meat and fish sometimes, rarely, but I do. And eventually we're going to roll into this place where spiritually even, and ideologically, if that's the right word, we don't no longer want to eat dead flesh. Maybe we don't even no longer want to cook food. I know it may sound strange and foreign, but a raw food diet, while harsh on the digestive system, so don't start it if you have colitis or Crohn's disease, that's not the place to start. When you have that, you want pre-digested food, like cooked, or not processed, but cooked and steamed and baked, with not very much fiber, so it can slowly start on the fiber because it's too dangerous for a colon that is affected by that. However, if you are detoxing, increasing fiber is important, and that is also in the health beat, how to take it, what to take, when to take it. And I'm sure that this is not the last conversation on detoxing we will have. That's it. Basically, in a nutshell, the health beat also will have links that you can go towards, for example, for cosmetic issues. The Fluoride Action Network tells you a whole lot more and is really updated on a regular basis by people who are scientists who are doing the research. Vaccinations are mentioned, and also how to make yourself more educated in that department, which is becoming super important. Those vaccines for the last 40 years since the AIDS crisis hit, which is making it, 40 years, early 80s, have had fecal matter in them, have had residue of virum from dogs and pigs in them. They have had mercury in them. Mercury is in all of the flu shots. And whatever you think your children are getting, the government is not responsible. The vaccine industry is not responsible for any damage. If you want to go up against that, it's the Justice Department which is going to fight you. So do you have the background? Do you have the deep pockets to do that? Most people don't. Be very careful with what you give your children.
Yeah, the advantage of the information you're sharing tonight is awareness, right? It's hard to hard to fix something that's a problem if you don't know it's a problem. And the awareness of just how much toxins that we're exposed to through so many different means, whether it's food or water or, you know, airborne pollution, all the things. And again, it is a little frustrating and depressing to think that that's just our world today, but knowing it and being aware of it, and more importantly, knowing that there's lots that we can do to protect ourselves, to support our bodies. You know, that's the hope in the message you're sharing tonight, and I appreciate that. And of course, we do have a lot of assets in Zuma's product line to help protect us. And you know, at the end of the day, the healthier we are as individuals, although we may not be able to always completely avoid these toxins and the things that our bodies are forced to deal with, as you said, I think earlier in the call, you were referencing, you know, hey, our goal is to be as healthy as we can be. And by making better decisions and supporting our body and our immune system and taking good supplements like we have at Zuma, all of that adds up to be strong and resilient against all the things that in modern times our bodies are you know, forced to deal with. And so one of the things that for me is a take-home message from your call tonight is that, you know, staying aware of, you know, what I'm eating and what goes into my body or what I expose myself to, but also staying aware of, you know, keeping up with my health and making sure I'm doing the things I can to support my health and support my immune system and my gut and the microbiome and all the things that make me a healthy, happy me.
Exactly. It's important information. This entire situation with this virus and all that we've been dealing with over the past, whatever, 6 or 7 months has caused me to look deeper and deeper into what is going on. It is not a joke. We have to defend ourselves. We have to do it. Please, do your homework. Watch out.
That's right. Stay educated, stay aware, and obviously take action to protect ourselves. Henrietta, you did a great job on the Health Beat newsletter that's coming out next week. So I know you also covered a lot of this information on that. So folks who are listening in, I encourage you to get a copy of that, read that as well. A lot of great information. Some of the stuff that Henrietta's covered today and some stuff she didn't cover. So you've got some other information there you'll be able to pick up as well. And Henrietta, always appreciate your time and appreciate your knowledge, and thanks for sharing that with us tonight.
You're welcome. I don't usually go into diatribes, but it's time we talk about that too. All right.
You're passionate
tonight,
about
everyone.
It for good reason.
You
want to see us all living healthy, happy lives,
yes.
And I, for one, appreciate that you are passionate about that.
I do. I am. Thank you. All right. Good night,
everyone. All right,
folks.
Well, thanks for listening in tonight. Appreciate everybody tuning in. And, again, this is a recorded call. You can access this right through Zuma's back office here in the next day or so. But remember, lots of other great information back there as well. Feel free if you think there was something here that is valuable to somebody you know or love or care about. You feel free to share a link to this recording for them. But, again, always 2 calls every month, first and third Thursday of the month. Look forward to having you on again later this month. And until then, folks, have a great rest of the week and have a super awesome month. Take care, everybody. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.